This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon member countries of Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO to dismantle the entire ecosystem of terrorist financing, recruitment, radicalization, and safe havens. Addressing the 26th SCO summit in Bishkek today, the Prime Minister said there can be no place for double standards on terrorism. The leaders of the member states also signed the Bishkek Declaration on the 25th anniversary of the organization following the summit in Kyrgyzstan today. Alongside the 25th anniversary Bishkek Declaration, member states signed a wider package of resolutions aimed at improving institutional frameworks and countering modern security threats. More from our correspondent.
Addressing the SCO summit, Prime Minister expressed concern over the ongoing conflicts in different parts of the world. He said, "Wars and conflicts are not a solution to any problem, and all disputes should be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy." The Prime Minister said, "India supports all efforts that connect markets, facilitate trade, and open new avenues for development." However, he stressed that such efforts must fully respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all countries. Addressing the summit, Mr. Modi said India had proposed the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Civilization Dialogue Forum last year. He expressed happiness that its first session will be held in India this year. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Bishkek.
Prime Minister Modi has since left for New Delhi. The Supreme Court today ordered the closure of FIRs registered across the country over student protests related to the NEET paper leak issue held from the 20th to the 25th of July. The court directed that the cases should not be pursued or investigated and must be treated as closed for all purposes. The top court also quashed the FIRs related to students' protests mentioned in applications filed by the centre, Delhi Police, Bihar, West Bengal, Maharashtra and Assam. It extended the order across the country. The apex court has, however, allowed the Delhi Police to pursue one FIR against 2,873 individuals who were present in the Jantar Mantar protests as they had serious criminal antecedents. The bench recorded the statement of Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, who represented the centre. He said a policy to provide compensation to the families of students who died by suicide following the cancellation of NEET UG 2026 will be formulated within 3 months. The bench also recorded a statement by the CJP co-convener, Saurav Das, who said the protest planned for 5th of this month has been withdrawn. The government has said that the country has adequate availability of onion and it has begun a calibrated and targeted release of buffer stocks through Kanda Express and road transport to ensure moderation of seasonal price pressures. The Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said that retail intervention efforts have expanded significantly across 19 cities, supported by the dispatch of over 30 trucks to ensure widespread availability. The ministry has informed that 2 Kanda Express consignments have been dispatched from Nashik as part of this initiative. The government has reduced the stock holding limit for sugar dealers from 4,000 quintals to 2,000 quintals, effective from the 15th of this month till the 30th of November this year. The new stock limit is aimed to curb hoarding and speculative trading, protect consumer interest by ensuring adequate availability and price stability. The death toll from the devastating flash floods in Nepal has risen to 987, with security forces recovering more bodies from 8 districts of the country today. Rescuers struggle to trace those stranded amid intermittent rainfall and a fresh flood alert as water levels rose in rivers across several districts. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, around 4,000 people, including 583 foreigners and several security personnel, are still missing, while nearly 12,000 have been rescued. Meanwhile, the Nepalese authorities have provided details of the procedures for identification and handing over of the mortal remains of foreign nationals who died in the flash floods. And that is the end of this news bulletin.